Поклонимся святому Господу Иисусу, единому безгрешному, кресту Твоему поклоняемся, Христе.
Слава Иисусу Христу, слава Небихи. Glory to Jesus Christ, glory forever. You are listening to Christ Among Us, a program brought to you each Sunday at this time to reach those who are elderly or ill and those who are not able to attend their church for Sunday worship. This program is sponsored by the Diocesan Resource Committee of the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of St. Josephat in Parma, Ohio, and by your contributions. Each Sunday, we will bring to you the Word of God. We hope to brighten your lives and bring you joy and solace.
Завітай, завітай, кожен рік, Миколай, завітай. evening, everybody. Thank you. On behalf of the entire DT Care office, as well as our team in Ukraine, I would like to thank the Ukraine Technological Society for this Friend of Ukraine Award. Having just returned from Ukraine last week, for I believe it's my sixth or seventh time, I forget by now, I see the profound work that our team is doing, and this award really resonates deeply with me. DT Care's commitment to making a meaningful impact on the lives of those affected by the ongoing crisis in Ukraine is unwavering and will continue long after the current phase of this conflict. In logistics, and for the past 41 years, our family has been providing specialized transport services with a focus on movements into austere environments. I've noticed that the world has been broken for a while, and I believe that not only I have the capability, but the duty to spend the time to address the different issues at this global level. I don't see the volunteer work that I do any different from other volunteer work that somebody would do, such as volunteering for a food drive that's local or helping the elderly right now. After doing several years of charity work, I decided to go ahead and start DT Care. And my strategy was simple. Get an amazing team together, identify the countries and strategies where I'd already developed the proper connections to maintain meaningful programs. Then start by identifying immediate needs, such as humanitarian needs, food, hygiene, and basic medical aid and housing that would be required by people. Once we had established and addressed immediate needs, we used the interactions with the affected people to identify the bigger issues that need to be addressed. These issues range from education and job creation to the establishment of clinics and the promotion of gender equality. Due to the complexity of the issues we tackle, the time frame needs to actually make a change. Usually takes in between 1 to 3 decades. So becoming generational in nature. So we operate under the assumption that every single country we operate in, we will continue to do that for life. We just don't leave. We've also made sure that each one of these countries are strategically located so that we can address additional regional needs. And as Nick stated, we're in Panama, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Lebanon, Bosnia. Just opening up Thailand, and near and dear to my heart is Ukraine. Our dedicated team of four uniquely capable ladies at DT Care headquarters manage over 20 other employees overseas, and they continue to work their magic every day. Our biggest advantage is that we are very good at providing structure and allocating resources in order to provide maximum effect. We run DT Care like a business, because it is. We're in the business of empowering people, and we have a fiduciary duty to our benefactors and the populations we work with to provide the highest return and value for best value for cost. We have the experience to know that due to the types of issues we tackle, no project will ever run smoothly, and constant attention is required. I was in Bosnia on February 24th, 2022. I was meeting with a church up in north of Sarajevo, convincing them to team up with us to host a summer youth program. Everyone had just heard the terrible news about the invasion, and when we had to break for our meeting for the daily mass, the church was overflowing with people. Everybody was extremely sad. The scars of the war that they were involved in their youth just 20 years earlier had still not healed, and they knew best the human cost which was coming and all the anguish it would bring. It was raw, and it let me know that the importance of immediate action. By the time our team woke up on February 25th, 2022, they had a basic game plan in their inbox. They followed through on every point with ingenuity, willpower, and determination. Our country manager, Courtney Robson, immediately developed the partnerships needed to service refugees in Poland, as well as IDPs and other affected people inside Ukraine. She and the rest of our team also worked tirelessly to gather much-needed supplies from schools, hospitals, other charities, and through food drives and hygiene drives, along with our usual pickups of supplies of people who had recently passed away. I had already been working in Ukraine for years providing logistics services, so our team at our logistics company was able to keep the goods flowing into the country and directly to the front lines and villages near the front. Russia is absolutely focused on attacking the citizens of Ukraine in order to destroy the culture and make it hard to recover. Launched by war and forged with fire, our experience has been marked with both heartbreaking challenges and profound moments of collaboration. These shipments that we've sent have saved many people's lives, anywhere from IFAC kits for the soldiers to other medical equipment for the elderly, toys for the children, etc. The majority of this relief aid was donated right here in Pittsburgh, sometimes item by item, by our generous partners, community members, and friends, many of whom are here tonight. They were packed with love by church members and volunteers, and then our team in Ukraine delivered them to hospitals, IDP centers, rehabilitation clinics, formerly occupied villages, and to the front lines. This is a mission we continue to perform every day. Our main focus for deliveries are the front lines in the south, but even now we're conducting a food drive to purchase food packs, each one keeping a family fed for 3 weeks, operating in the Kharkiv region. At the end of August last year, when I was in Odessa providing TCCC training, which is tactical combat casualty care, to the Ukrainian Navy, I asked them what else they needed. What was missing from the help that they had, and what were the more long-term issues that they saw? They identified mental health and mental health support, and particularly art therapy, as an item that they wanted to see for their people. The people were suffering, they didn't have the capacity or the support networks to help them. And so we responded. As soon as I flew back, I immediately talked with Courtney and asked her to get an art therapy program together. She researched art therapy further and understood that if it's done correctly, and it is a very effective way of rebuilding the brain after it's been broken by PTSD. She immediately jumped into action and contacted Florida State University, NYU, Seton Hill, all of which had well-established art therapy in relation to trauma, unfortunately brought about by our school shootings that we have here. She knew that a truly sustainable program needed to ensure that our therapist did not experience burnout. So Courtney and the USA therapist designed a mentorship program between the USA and the Ukraine therapist that she continues to grow and as we expand our operations as well as add more therapists. Now she's a rock star. She goes to the Art Therapy Association meetings every year. By the first week of December in 2022, we conducted our first pilot program with the Navy where we worked with not only service members but also the wives and children of those service members. We were able to treat a large amount of people at once, about 10 people per therapist compared to individual work. It's much more efficient. And art therapy did a much better job of breaking the stigma attached to mental health that exists in Ukraine. The overall result was very positive, and we decided to move forward and begin building things from there. Now we have 16 art therapists operating, and actually not just four, we added another two plus NEPRO, so three, yeah, so a lot of different places now. So Courtney, she quickly followed up by offering free community art in Odessa, partnerships with nonprofits, IDPs, religious groups, and this is where we find the most power in the work that we do, is because Ukrainians have this. Unlike a lot of the other countries that we deal with, Ukrainians are uniquely smart and ingenuous and inventive people. So they provide a lot of the structure where we are able to fit our art therapist in. So now we have a Mykolaiv Creative Center. We are in Odessa, all the places that I've already mentioned, so I won't go there again. But we're very focused, which that allows us to stay very focused on training, mentoring, and paying, maintaining all of our art therapists. During my last trip, that just last week, I was able to see almost all of our operations. I was glad to see that the processes and procedures which we implemented were continuing to be followed by our two in-country managers, Misha and Oro. I was also very impressed by the level of professionalism of our therapists. My job was also to meet with and expand our network of NGO partners regarding art therapy as well as aid distribution, as well as negotiate with different NGOs to place therapists in the Dnipro region. We're also doing work with demining as well as pet assistance because we realize that in the absence of therapy, pets are very useful in providing mental health and psychological support services. I also got to visit Blau Dagang, among one of the towns where we're basically anticipating attacks, and we go to the village, which was destroyed as part of a promotional video and a rock video that the Russians made. So our next big project is our adventure therapy program for veterans. This is where we take groups of up to 20 veterans for a week-long retreat at a lodge in the Carpathian Mountains. It's there where they not only get to experience camaraderie and adventure, but also are provided mental health services and are given the tools that they need to manage and get additional treatment for PTSD. We'll start with one lodge, and just like with the art therapist, we will continue to grow from there. Hopefully we'll have many lodges within a short amount of time. Our biggest bottleneck right now is for our art therapy program is funding as well as sourcing quality therapists. We chronically neglect the former to address the latter. Although in the USA someone can get a degree in art therapy, it's a graduate level course, no such course exists in Ukraine. So our job of picking qualified individuals is much more involved involves looking at more of their past work to ensure that they're capable of providing the services that we provide. Unfortunately, though, I was doing all this because I was expecting maybe the war to be over in a couple months.
Отця і Сина, і Святого Духа. Амінь. Все чесні отці, чесні диякони, дорогі браття і сестри, зібрані у цьому храмі, а також ті, хто єднаєтеся із нами. Сьогодні ми маємо нагоду відзначати одне із найбільш очікуваних свят як для дітей, так і для дорослих. Свято святителя Миколая, чудотворця, це справді праздник дитячості, та згадок про наше дитинство. Водночас це свято ніжності та сімейного затишку. І як би це парадоксально не звучало, однак сьогоднішня проповідь вже відбулася. І здійснили її батьки для своїх дітей уночі, обдаровуючи їх не лише подарунками, але насамперед своєю увагою та любов'ю. Тому сьогодні мені залишається лише дещо додати до цього. Спробуймо роздумати сьогодні разом над тим, чому ж так багато галасу навколо цього свята? Невже вся справа лише у подарунках? Справді, дарування – це глибинна суть сьогоднішнього дня. Справжнє дарування – це мова, якою спілкуються люди від серця до серця. Неможливо зробити подарунок, справжній подарунок, не задіявши власного серця. Думаю, що у кожного з нас є певні пам'ятні подарунки, які постійно пригадують нам про ту чи іншу особу. А все через те, що обираючи той чи інший дарунок, особа вкладала не лише свою креативність, але насамперед своє власне серце, даруючи із певною річчю також і частинку себе. Таким чином, вміння дарувати, як і любові, потрібно постійно вчитися. Яким же чином це здійснити? Здійснюємо ми це у кілька етапів. Перш за все йдеться на першому етапі про чистоту нашого серця. Забруднене гордістю, жадібністю, байдужістю та агресією серце насправді не здатне подарувати любов. Прив'язане до багатства, слави, популярності чи влади, серце не має у собі сили помітити і відкрити очі на потреби своїх ближніх. Саме тому Ісус Христос у блаженствах наголошує: блаженні чисті серцем, бо вони Бога побачать. Побачать обличчя Боже насамперед у власному ближньому та потребуючому. Однак це лише перший етап. Другий етап для справжнього обдарування полягає у свободі від наших власних прив'язань. Будь-хто із батьків підтвердить, що подарунок дітям – це не тільки про певні кошти чи речі. Насамперед йдеться про певну увагу, яку батьки повинні приділити дитині, про певне спілкування, в результаті якого можна вияснити про справжні потреби дитини. Йдеться про зусилля у пошуку саме такого подарунку, якого бажає наша дитина. Йдеться про недосипання у Миколаївську ніч. Йдеться про щиру радість від того, що ми можемо обдарувати тих, кого любимо. І третім етапом є дарування як стиль життя. Очевидно, що сьогоднішній день сам по собі спонукає нас обдаровувати наших друзів, ближніх, а також наших дітей. Однак справжнє християнство полягає у тому, що це обдарування ми не обмежуємо лише одним днем. Більше того, це обдарування звернене не лише до наших дітей чи родини, але повинно бути звернене до усіх наших ближніх. Приклад такого дарування, як стилю життя, дав нам сам Ісус Христос. Коли віддав усе своє життя, усього себе, до останньої краплі крові, задля того, щоб дарувати нам щасливу вічність. Приклад такого дарування також залишив нам Святитель Миколай. пам'ять про якого ми згадуємо вже більше 1500 років. Зрештою, це дарування самого себе, своїх талантів, свого часу, своїх здібностей, своїх емоцій. Це те покликання, до якого щоденно кличе нас Господь Бог. І тільки даруючи себе, ми можемо його здійснити. Амінь. Слава Ісусу Христу!
Ви слухали радіопрограму «Христос посеред нас»,
яка виходить за сприянням Єпархіального комітету ресурсів Української католицької єпархії Святої Йозефата, що у Пармі, Огайо та інших парафій,
яку до ефіру підготували редактор Оксана Ларнатович, звукорежисер Зановій Левковський.
Запрошуємо вас стати спонсором релігійної просвітницької програми. Ваші пожертви просимо надсилати за адресою Dear Susan Resource Committee, Post Office Box 16319, Pittsburgh, PA 15242.
Мир вам і вашому дому!